It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right. Wonder Twin. Let's get to the phone lines here. We're going to have Mike Tomlin at noon. Top of the hour, we're going to hear some Ben from his podcast. Did you say there were some interesting things on there?
Yeah, he was talking about Danny Smith, and Ben FaceTimed Danny Smith. And Ben has some very high praise and accolades that he wants Danny Smith to receive. Also, Ben talking about Russell Wilson being booed. On what it was like for Ben as well when he was booed at home. Same thing with Big Ben talking about the Steelers' identity maybe forming against the Jets and also Russell Wilson's command of the offense.
All right. I look forward to that. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. We'll be listening to Mike Tomlin and his update on injuries today. Curious about a couple different people. Cordarrelle Patterson would be one of them. All right, Limits, let's hit the phone lines. I imagine it's a combination of Steelers and where they stand in the AFC and also Lamar Jackson. And I guess the best way I can phrase it is he's one of the most spectacular players I've ever seen. I think it's unfair. I think it's sad that the first thing that pops into people's minds as they're watching his brilliance, like last night, is, oh, that guy, he can't win the big one. He can't win in the playoffs. You know, it's like it's like that, you know, mars everything he does. It's like, can we just enjoy him for a night without that being mentioned at all? Just for a night? And I think he's already on that list. And we all know what the list is. Of great players in sports history, especially if he wins a third MVP who have never won a championship. Three MVPs? And on top of that, yes, there is room for criticism, of course, of his playoff performances. Last year, they ran into a really good Chiefs team. He didn't perform in that game. He didn't. The week before, against a pretty good Houston team, he was 16 of 22 with two TDs, no picks, and he ran for 100 yards on 11 carries. I mean, look at this, Limits. He leads the NFL in passer rating. He's tied for second in touchdowns, and he's got almost 500 yards rushing. He's got more rushing yards than Alvin Kamara, Mixon, Pollard, you know, a bunch of different guys. It's crazy. It really is.
I mean, I didn't watch last night's game and say to myself, oh, well, Lamar, I mean, when the playoffs come around, I watched it for what it was, a game in the early to mid portions of the season, and also thinking, man, Baltimore once again is dangerous. Like, it didn't pop into my mind, oh, Lamar, playoffs and all this. Like,
did it pop into your mind that this dude is unbelievable and what entertainment this is?
Yeah.
Well, but
I mean,
that's two different subjects.
Like, Lamar can be a very exciting and very good player while also being somebody who disappoints in the playoffs and still needs to achieve more when it matters most. Both
sure.
can be true.
Right. But both, whenever A is brought up, I feel like B is often brought up too, and that B somehow outweighs A. That's the part I think is sad. How about Derrick Henry? 873 yards rushing? He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry, Wonder Twin. Did you know that?
I knew it was a lot, considering he breaks off big run after big run every single week. And it seems like every game, he is their most consistent threat when they give him the ball. I mean, there's been some games they've only given him the ball like 10, 15 times.
They're really smart by doing that because at his age, with the punishment that he's taken, I mean, they showed him for large portions of last night's game on the sidelines. I just think that is so smart of them to pick their spots. It's an endless, ridiculous season. It really is. It's silly. The punishment that these guys, especially at his position, which I think is the most punishing position by far in all of sports. I mean, where else is the idea? It used to be a game we'd play growing up was kill the guy with the ball. Like 11 of us would try to tackle little Tim Walker at the end of Rich Cole Street. It was a dead end limits with a little
cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I like those.
With a pine tree in the middle of it. You throw up the ball. Whoever gets it tries to stay alive. And usually they don't by the end of the game. That's the position that this guy plays. They're just smart. That was Mulsey is tweeting me about that.
I thought that would be your wife still angry about golf this morning.
No, I'm putting that off till later. Let's go to the lines, shall we?
Let's start with Vincent in Columbus, wants to talk Steelers.
Hey, Vincent.
Hey, guys. I think they're fifth right now. I still give the Texans and Bills respect because of the quarterbacks, but I feel like the Ravens game coming up in week 11 will really, if they win that game, I feel like that puts them at least in second in my eyes.
Second ahead of, the Ravens. Okay. Are you more optimistic about these Steelers than you have been since, let's say, their great start in 2020?
Yeah, I'm definitely more optimistic. The defense is better as long as everyone stays healthy. And it's just good to see good quarterback play again. I feel like we've been just starving for that since Ben retired, so that gives me more optimism.
I mean, a lot of this is about health in the end. And I realize that championship teams overcome big injuries. And I'm not mentioning this as an excuse. I'm not. I'm just pointing out that when you make a playoff run, really in all of sports, you generally have good health. And the Steelers have had some bad luck in that area when they've had some pretty good teams. Ryan Shazier comes to mind. I mean, he was trending toward possibly NFL Defensive Player of the Year when that happened to him that year. They went into other years, I think, twice without Le'Veon Bell. They went to Denver that year, gave Peyton Manning a game the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl with Peyton, and they didn't have Le'Veon or Antonio Brown. No T.J. Watt last year. Man, it's tough to overcome injury, you know. There's injuries all the time, but when you take one of your top two or three players, your best player, and they're injured, that's just really hard to overcome. So I think a healthy, relatively healthy Steeler team is one to be reckoned with. I don't think that's an insane opinion. 928-9370. Next.
Well, let's go to Ben in Maryland.
Hello, Ben. Are you a Ravens fan? See there?
Yeah, Ben's gone now. He dropped off, I guess.
He got scared.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Let's go to Steve in Gibsonia.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I think the Steelers are going to win at least 2 games in the playoffs because we're going to have home field advantage. What do you think about that?
So home field, do you think they'll win the division then? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you think that's because they play the Ravens well and it'll come down to those games and they'll beat them, I'm assuming, right? Or at least split and then do well elsewhere, right?
Split and sweep the Bengals and Browns.
Fair enough. I don't think that's crazy. I think the Ravens are a better team than the Steelers. I do, but I don't think that's crazy at all. Do we have Jason Lockenfora on the Ravens right now? Because that's the team that the Steelers are chasing. Why don't we take a little listen to Jason? He was on with the morning guys. Because the Ravens do have a problem, and it's defensively. And they're missing Patrick Queen. And I thought Crowley made a very good point today. Even though Queen has been probably mildly disappointing here, just getting him away from Baltimore was a good thing because a lot of the synergy there, him and Roquan Smith fed off each other and the whole was in some ways better than the sum of its parts. Although Roquan's a great player, don't get me wrong. But they're missing Patrick Queen there from what I understand from what Jason says too. Let's take a listen to Lockenfora on the state of the Ravens.
I don't even think it's really close because they can beat you a bunch of different ways. They can beat you downfield with wide receivers. They can beat you intermediate and downfield with tight ends.
He was asked there, sorry, Limits, if this is the best Ravens offense under Lamar, and you heard him say it's not even close. Go ahead.
Intermediate and downfield with tight ends. The running backs are now a part of this passing game in a way that they never were in the past. They can beat you at the horizontal passing game. Lamar is diagnosing the blitz and finding his hots and understanding what teams are trying to do to him at a level that he never did before, you know, even in his previous MVP years. They're leaning into some personnel groupings that you don't see a ton of in the NFL, 21 and 22, with a lot of big bodies. And they're getting under center and they're running play action out of it. And they're doing it with a 300-pound fullback and a 250-pound running back who, boy, you have to respect that they're just going to hand it off to Henry behind Ricard. But if they don't, you've probably got one or two mismatches downfield with Zay Flowers or Isaiah Likely or Mark Andrews. They're presenting some real schematic looks that teams are having to sort of pick their poison and find out, which way do we want them to hemorrhage us? Like, what are we more comfortable with? Like, they're going to get their yards, kind of. How do we want to have to make them earn it? It's pretty incredible. And then in the run game, I mean, it's a three-man run game. You know, Derrick Henry's doing incredible stuff, and he's running for more yards in the fourth quarter than a lot of starting running backs are for the season. But you still have to – is Lamar Jackson going to keep this ball? You know, is he going to throw it to Justice Hill? Like, we're starting to see Justice Hill and Derrick Henry on the field together a little bit more. I don't know, man. The offensive line was a real issue the first few weeks. They've now got a 5-man unit that they pretty much trust. Like, nothing's unstoppable, but what they're doing right now, what the Lions are doing right now, is just in another class for me.
No doubt. I mean, you have to agree. I will say this, though, that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, as you mentioned, Limitless Wonder, have played Lamar very well. Like, teams should study what the Steelers do against Lamar. Having said that, I really did think he played a good game here last year. And his receivers completely let him down. Now, did he talk about Ravens' weak points as well? Did he talk about their defense here? Do you have that? No? Okay. He talked about them missing Patrick Queen and having some problems in the secondary. And if you look at the Ravens' week by week. Their defense is not as good as it was. Offense better, defense worse. I don't think there's any question about that. They gave up 38 to the Bengals a couple weeks ago, and they won in overtime. Then the Commanders had a pretty good offensive game, and then last night was weird. I mean, it was like Tampa kept scoring late in the game. It should have been a complete blowout. They come up with 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns. And then, by the way, did you see what happened to Chris Godwin?
Yeah, terrible. I was watching at the end. That's when I turned the game off.
That just was sickening. And he seems like, you know, such a good guy, and he's a great, great player who's already been through injury problems. I didn't agree. I have to tell you, I didn't agree with people who said, get them out of the game. I know you're under a minute, but it's a 10-point game. I mean, you're still trying to scramble, maybe get a field goal, onside kick, throw a Hail Mary. It's a 10-point game. There are times I usually err on the side of get your quarterback out, get your best players out, forget it. Live to fight another day. But this one was borderline, and they were getting ripped for it. Todd Bowles was getting absolutely ripped, and I thought that was unfair. You?
I can understand if you're a Tampa Bay and if you're a Tampa sports fan saying, yeah, of course, 2020 vision now, our guy got hurt. But, I mean, when you go into that situation, yeah, 10-point game, you're playing to still have an opportunity to win it. I know onside kicks are like, what, 7% successful?
Yeah.
But still, you still go out full force and don't give up until the final whistle unless it's like a 21-point game.
I mean, there was, I think, 43 seconds left. They're at the 40-yard line. Obviously, there's a extremely minimal chance you're going to win a game, but some of the greatest comebacks in history have come out of those chances. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't hate
if
it.
Even if it was 2 touchdowns, I might have said forget it. But it was a field goal and touchdown. They're down 10, and there's 43 seconds left in the game. Or when that play got snapped, by the way, there was a minute, 104. I don't know. That's a tough one for me to rip the head coach on that, but it was a horrifying injury. It looked like, you know, terrible break of, you know, lower leg.
It's his ankle that's severely injured, and he's going to be out for the rest of the year.
Just horrible. And Evans got hurt in that game, too. Looked like a hamstring or something to that effect. All right, limits. Continue to take calls on the state of the Steelers in the AFC. A lot of people are in pump the brakes mode. I don't know why. Nobody's saying they're going to race to a Super Bowl championship. I don't even think they're going to win the division. But I think they might be the third best team in the AFC. Certainly, they're in the mix with Buffalo and Houston. And the top two, any way I slice it anyway, I actually think the Ravens might be a better team than Kansas City. But if I'm carving a path toward the Super Bowl, it always goes through Arrowhead. And the Chiefs have to be first because they got that guy.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app